The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Many of the Jews who had come to visit Mary and had seen what Jesus did believed in him. But some of them went to tell the Pharisees what he had done. Then the chief priests and Pharisees called a meeting. "Here is this man working all these signs," they said. "And what action are we taking? If we let him go on in this way, everybody will believe in him, and the Romans will come and destroy the holy place and our nation." One of them, Caiaphas, the high priest that year, said, "You don't seem to have grasped the situation at all. You fail to see that it is better for one man to die for the people than for the whole nation to be destroyed." He did not speak in his own person. It was as high priest that he made this prophecy, that Jesus was to die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but to gather together in unity the scattered children of God. From that day, they were determined to kill him. So Jesus no longer went about openly among the Jews, but left the district for a town called Ephraim, in the country bordering on the desert, and stayed there with his disciples. The Jewish Passover drew near, and many of the country people who had gone up to Jerusalem to purify themselves looked out for Jesus, saying to one another as they stood about in the temple, "What do you think? Will he come to the festival or not?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Ezekiel is writing at the time of the exile and the people all scattered all over and predicting, prophesying the time when the Lord come together. And the only way would be through the Lord, of course. And that's why Caiaphas makes that sort of statement about it's right for one man to die for the whole people. That was the only way the Lord could bring the scattered people together again. Because it's always the work of the devil when we're divided. The devil comes to divide. The Spirit comes to unite. So as we draw closer to Holy Week, we need in our prayers that sense of the Spirit bringing us all together in unity, following the Lord, his way of the cross.